Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your hostess, Sharon Lecter, and I am absolutely delighted to introduce you to Kenner French. I have met Kenner probably just within the last few months at the Family Mastermind, and what a dynamo he is. You'll love his energy and what he's doing to help improve people's lives. And you have such an incredible background, Kenner. I mean, you've been AI expert, tax expert, real estate expert, and you're helping so many other people create that their depth of wealth for the future. So thank you so much for being with me today.
I'm so excited about this. As you know, as I've told you, with truth to be told, you're one of the reasons, no, you are the reason I ended up becoming an entrepreneur. And so I'm excited to chat with you. It's always fun chatting with you.
Well, I always like to start with my guests, Kenner, by asking to tell us a little bit about little Kenner. How did you get started?
How did I get started? Wow. You know, I'm from the West Coast. Seattle, Washington's where I'm from. I didn't know what I wanted to do after undergrad. I wasn't sure. And crazy enough, I decided, you know, I'm going to apply to Harvard, get into Harvard, and go into politics. And, you know, when I decided to not go into politics, it was when I was looking at the potential pay and the potential of helping people. Believe it or not, I thought politics, I was going to be able to help people. And man, I decided, well, wait a minute, you can actually help people with investments, help them to save money. And boy, am I glad that I did. Number one. Number two, I decided down the road to help entrepreneurs, based on your book, to work a heck of a lot less and make a heck of a lot more money, also all while lowering taxes, because a lot of people don't realize taxes are a big, big expense, if not the biggest expense. So why not actually learn taxes, in my respect, and then try to help lower the tax liability for entrepreneurs, all hopefully while helping entrepreneurs to work a lot less so they have a work-life balance. And now I'm with VastSolutionsGroup.com. Luckily, we've grown. Now we have a national practice with employees, contractors, and clients all over the United States.
So you said it very fast. So I don't, it was not Fast Solutions. VastSolutionsGroup.com is
Thank
the website.
Thank you very much. Vast.
So we'll put it in the show notes, but I want to make sure Vast, V-A-S-T, Vast, like Vast Wealth, VastSolutionsGroup.com.
That's so exactly right. That's exactly right.
And we're going to have a good time, because most people start getting shivers when you start talking about taxes. But I, you know, the tax codes are there to help people. And I would imagine, I'm going to ask you if you could say this. Every time you bring in a new client, I bet you find things that they have not taken advantage of in the tax code.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people, a lot of CPAs bring their clients to us because they're just kind of, figured out, well, yeah, we could save our client X, but what can we do to help that much more? And so, yeah, we have CPAs who are bringing in clients to us, or tax attorneys who are bringing in clients to us. But usually we do find ways to save taxes legally, ethically, and morally, by the way.
Absolutely. Necessary and business expenses only, right? So it's really important. I think, you know, I've always loved taxes. When I started off in audit and public accounting, I quickly moved to taxes because I could actually see tangible results. I wasn't a necessary headache for a company. I actually helped them save money. So it's certainly my love, but I don't even do my own taxes anymore because you got to really stay on top. It's hard to be an expert in everything, you know? And so you have a national practice. That's great because you can help people see that. And there's so many changes, and certainly, you know, we were facing a lot of tax laws sunsetting in 20, 24, 25. So now we see maybe that's not going to happen. So you really need to have the right advisors, right? It's so important to have the right advisors on your team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for us, we've been using artificial intelligence for years. We started in 2010, and then 2018 is when we had our own model. We used AI to help propel us forward so we could learn about the tax, or actually employ tax strategies to lower the tax liability for entrepreneurs. And that's really what's helped us is the AI, because people know about us using AI and how to employ it to lower tax liability for entrepreneurs.
So talk to us, give me an example of a client that's come to you and that you've taken them a successful business but helped them really scale it.
Yeah. So I'll mention one as a matter of fact. Well, the lady, she was way overpaying her taxes. She was paying over, we found out because of our AI model, about $200,000 too much in taxes. And basically, she thought she was doing a great job. Her CPA thought they were doing a good job. Their CPA said, "Hey, can you just kind of on the side, can you help us take a look at this client's tax liability, see if you guys could do anything?" And it was, it takes time going back and forth with the client with the CPA. But when we found out we could lower the tax liability $200,000 with not much work, they were obviously pretty happy. So that's just one example. Because what we try to do is do the research that some people might not want to do. And with us, it's because of artificial intelligence that kind of looks way into the weeds and sees the things that people typically don't use as far as tax deductions or smart tax strategies.
Well, I find it, I know a lot of people that invest in real estate, but they're not really, they don't have the right tax advisors. Talk about the importance of having tax advisors that truly understand real estate and all the opportunities for support through taxes.
Yeah, so we 93% of our clients are real estate investors and entrepreneurs. So, and we know tax, we know excuse me, we know real estate taxes, and that's an important component because there are so many deductions, so many ways to lower taxes in real estate, but a lot of people just, well, they might do taxes for, as an example, someone who builds widgets. But if they are working with people who are only doing real estate and they're specializing in it, they will kind of be attuned. They'll have an eyeball towards strategies to lower tax liability for real estate investors. And I believe in real estate as an overall investment strategy because, well, heck, there's good deductions. There's usually good increases. We all touch, feel land as an example. So I think that's a good kind of foundation for investments. That's the way I look at it. Now, I'm not going to say it always is a good fit, but in many cases, it's a good fit, meaning real
It
estate
also
for
gives you great leverage, right? You have great leverage as long as you don't over leverage. It's a way for you to add the momentum of your money. So a lot of times I talk to people about momentum of the money, momentum of investments, and taxes may not be the only reason you get involved in something, but they certainly can help you accelerate the momentum of your money. So talk a little bit about how you can help people really understand the investment strategy that helps them accelerate the momentum of their money.
That's awesome. So, in what industry or what investment can you put down, whatever, 3% and get a return that's huge, cash on cash rate of return? Real estate, right? Using other people's money. Usually, real estate, some ways. Sometimes you could use other people's money for real estate. So, those are just two strategies of just pretty simply putting in either no money or a little bit of money and multiplying it because you can utilize leverage or someone else's money. I mean, people are saying, "Well, oh, should I invest in the stock market?" Depending on the circumstance, that does make sense. But again, usually you can't put down 3%, right, as into the stock market. But potentially, you could put 3% down in investment and use the bank's money as leverage because banks are open to providing leverage for real estate because it's backed by what? Real estate.
So I want to talk to you about interest rates. I often chuckle because people have been so paranoid about interest rates. And I go, I remember the 80s when inflation was double digits and interest rates were closer to, 17, 18% sometimes. And we could still do good deals back then because we knew our numbers. So talk a little bit about real estate investing today and the people that are afraid of interest rates.
Yeah, the way I look at it, I don't care about interest rates. I do, but I don't. But what I say, the reason I say I don't care about interest rates, because if they're high, if they're low, there's still deals to be made out there. You buy, if you're adding value and you're a good investor, a good real estate investor, you won't care about interest rates because you're going to find a deal no matter what. There's always ways to find good deals out there. I'll think of an example where I bought an apartment building. The it ended up being a real estate agent who was selling it, but he was late on the taxes because I used to check the tax roll to see if they were, you know, late on their taxes. And this guy, it ended up being his family. They were late on doing their taxes, paying for their taxes. Excuse me, I have a cold. So, well, I kept going. Interest rates were kind of high at that point, but at the same time, I got it because I lowballed them, to be completely blunt. But then again, I ended up getting the deal because, well, I saved him, you know, could have gone to foreclosure, et cetera, et cetera. Even though interest rates were relatively high, I ended up getting the deal. So it ended up working out. Sure, I paid a little bit higher interest rate, but I found a deal based on lowballing it. So it ended up working out.
I love that. So what's next for Kenner?
Ooh, wow. What I want to do is much more technology, using technology for our business and also helping other entrepreneurs with respect to technology. As I mentioned, we've been doing AI for years. There's something coming down the pike, quantum computing. I want to be on the forefront of the quantum computing. I was way on the forefront of artificial intelligence for small businesses. I want to do the same thing for quantum computing for small business owners. It's going to be a technology that's going to be, it's going to make AI look like, you know, writing on stone tablets. But what I would say is it's going to revolutionize business. It's going to revolutionize a lot of things as far as humanity goes. And that's really what charges me up now, is now we're starting to at least see the fruits of the labor as far as quantum computing. I know it's a little nerdy, but I'm really excited to see what that's going to do for the entrepreneurs.
Oh, don't call it nerdy. Call trailblazer. You're a trailblazer.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Instead of calling me a nerd, I'll call myself a trailblazer. I like that.
I like that. So I love that. And I think, you know, it is really important. I think what you've just shared with everybody, it just highlights the importance of that power of association, having the right people on your team. Because if you're a business owner and you think you're on top of your game and you're trying to stay on top of tax law, you're slowing yourself down, because there's no way you can be an expert if you're concentrated on building your own business. That's why it's so important to have somebody like Kenner on your team that really can look at what you're doing and give you an instant answer based on their experience and knowledge. Of course, they need to look at the details, but you know, the wealth of wisdom that you have from a mentoring relationship helps you accelerate your success and accelerate the momentum of your money. Right, Kenner?
Yeah, the people that are around you are the reasons that you're successful or not successful. And, you know, we were talking earlier about some of the things you offer, and I'm excited to learn more because, man, I can only imagine from reading your book, I would say it's made me, let's say, relatively successful just by reading a book. I can only imagine if I'm spending time with you, maybe one-on-one or part of your community, I can only imagine what that would do. Who knows, maybe it would, you know, grow my business 10X. So yes, the people with whom you surround yourself is really, really important.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. So you're going to hang out with me. We're going to do a shorter video after this one, because I have a private Facebook group also called the Play Big Movement. And it's for people who basically want to be number one in their field, live their legacy, because your legacy is created every single day with every heart you touch, and create maximum impact. And you said it in earlier in the interview, adding value. That's something that has been a driving force for me since I was a little girl. My dad would ask me every night, Sharon, have you added value to somebody's life today? And he's been gone almost 20 years, but I still ask myself that. So that gives me the greatest joy when I know that I've added value to help somebody see something that they hadn't seen before. And I know you have that same joy with your clients, where you see something that helps them save money, they accelerate their wealth, accelerate their business. So thank you for all that you do, Kenner, and I appreciate your time today.
You bet. I loved it. I love hanging out with you. There's no doubt.
Super. All right. Well, I know my team, everyone watching and listening to this, thank you so much for being here. But make sure you go and listen to the rest of the story with Kenner in the private Facebook group. Until then, you're fabulous. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast.
Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.